This is a Charles Russell Speechlease podcast.
So we can all be an ally, and I'd like to find out more about why allies are especially important to the LGBTQ plus community and how we can be good allies to friends and colleagues. So for this part of our podcast, I'm going to be joined by Annie, Beatrice and Richard to discuss this important topic. So let's start off with the key question, what is an ally? Beatrice, would you mind explaining?
I think for me, being an ally was just second nature. I just am. But in terms of what is an ally, I'd say it's just somebody who either has a personal connection to the LGBTQ community, be it through a family member or close friend, and somebody that's a support system for that person. I mean, for me, my brother is gay, so that would be he's the person in my family who has made me an ally. But I also feel as though if I didn't have a gay brother, I would be an ally anyway, because I always feel as though you should be able to be with who you want to be in love with. And any sort of injustice like that, it just, you know, it's not right. And I want to be there to show my support in any way that I can.
Yeah, that's such a good point, actually, because when I first went to one of our internal LGBTQ plus ally events, as you say, I didn't really quite realise I was an ally, if you see what I mean. I thought that allies had special badges and special roles. As you say, it isn't really a formal thing in that sense. It is being supportive of others, isn't it? And I think that is really important. Why do you think allies are important, and why do we need to have this conversation?
Allies are important to show our colleagues, friends, family that are in the LGBT community that they're not alone, that they do have people like me, people like yourself, who can be there to support them no matter what they're going through. Obviously, my experience as a heterosexual will not be the same, but at the same time, I know what is right or what is wrong in the world. Or, you know, when my brother's being discriminated against in the workplace and things like that, or him having to come out every time he has a new job, you know, just things like that. And it makes me realise that I take it for granted that I don't have to do that. So I would like to be there to support my LGBT family, as it were, to show them that we are there for you. We're there to support you and to try and experience the same things that you go through.
Yeah, absolutely. Annie, what do you think about the importance of allies?
Well, incredibly important. Incredibly important. And sort of looking at it from a bigger perspective, you know, everybody needs to be promoting equality, you know, about not just LGBT issues. Everybody needs to be promoting fairness and acceptance and mutual respect. I mean, this is just sort of basic tenets of how we should be living our lives, and needs to be encouraged by everybody, by organisations like yourselves, people at work, people at schools, people in communities, you know, everywhere around. Everybody needs to be promoting that. And anybody who is going to stand up and say, you know, this is what we should be doing, that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is that mix, I think, isn't it, between, you know, offering support to colleagues and that may indeed be, you know, calling out inappropriate behaviour and language as well. So it's that wide support, isn't it? Richard, have any allies played a part in your journey? And if so, what was the impact?
Definitely. I mean, Annie spoke earlier about choosing your allies carefully, and I'm really glad that I did. As I mentioned, I came out to myself first at university, but it was only going through that process when you're away from home by yourself, it does feel very isolated. And one of my really good friends at university, who I won't name, But I'll make sure that he listens to the podcast. We were in our local pub on campus at university on a Friday after lectures, and I just knew it was the time to say something. And I felt so comfortable in his presence that I just came out and said, look, I've got something to say, I'm gay. And he didn't question, he didn't try and get answers. He was just a really good listener and doing nothing but listening. It wasn't advice, it wasn't telling me how to live my life. He was just there at the time I needed it. And from there on in, the journey became easier. And he was always there to talk to, and I'll be forever grateful to him for that.
What a nice story. Yeah, and hopefully, you know, that would be most people's experiences now that we do live in a much more supportive world. But thinking about how people do behave towards each other, I just touched on the kind of need to call out, I think, you know, inappropriate language or inappropriate behaviour. But there's also that side of needing to make sure that we are being inclusive. Annie, what sort of things do you think people need to think about to ensure that they are being inclusive in how they talk and behave?
Well, I think it's important for people to have some understanding of our world, first of all. Understanding of our history, you can find out about that anywhere, really. And nothing like from the horses now, especially from people who've lived long LGBT lives and have been at the sharp end of discrimination and prejudice. So talking to people, finding out about it is really important. And not being afraid to call it out when you need to, although that sometimes is quite frightening for people to do that. Ask, be curious. Be curious in that way that comes from a sort of caring viewpoint. And if you can, get involved in volunteering, get involved in your LGBT group. Have some fun with us.
Well, that sounds like a very good plan. I remember when one of my very good friends came up to me and I was certainly very curious and full of questions. Richard, what would you say in terms of thinking about how people behave towards each other and sending out that, you know, inclusive, supportive message?
Annie, I think you're quite right in that asking is really, really important. I think we all have to accept that mistakes will be made, especially if somebody's asking from the right place because they're genuinely interested in what you've got to say or how you feel. They might tangle their words up, they might trip over themselves, and we as individuals also need to accept that they will probably feel as though they want the ground to swallow them up at that point. And so that acceptance goes two ways. I also think it's about not making assumptions about people and our choice of language. I wrote a blog post last year for the firm about ways that we might think about how we could use language. And Emma, you spoke earlier about the partner and partner drinks, trying to assume that somebody has a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband or wife. Could we use partner instead as a term to broach that conversation? And trying to be more gender neutral. You know, I've had friends who've said to others, the gents' toilets are this way. Just because somebody is presenting as a male doesn't mean to say that they identify as male. And there are certainly things that all of us can do to think about the language that we use on a day-to-day basis. We can always do more.
Definitely. And as an ally, especially now I know I don't need an official badge to be an ally, if someone comes out to me, you know, how can I show my support and how should I respond? I mean, Richard told that very moving story of his experience with his friend. And I think a lot of people actually would feel quite nervous if they were in that situation. And perhaps welcome some tips from you guys as to what might work in terms of showing support and responding. Bitches, what do you think? Did your brother tell you any stories about his experiences when he came out?
He did. So basically, he was sort of found out by our sister when he was 13. He kept a diary and she read the diary. So that was his experience, basically, of coming out. But we've discussed that. I mean, it's a bit of a, my story is slightly different in that we didn't actually grow up together, and we didn't actually find each other until we were in our 20s. So he's, me going on his journey with him, now we're all grown and old, and him telling me his experience of coming out in, he lives in Australia as well, long story, but back then it was, yeah, there was nobody really that he had that could support him at the time. So just having conversations with him as to, you know, what kinds of things I could do if they're facing a similar situation going forward, really. So that was really helpful for me to have that support from him and that guidance.
Yeah, wow. And that must have been really important for him to have your support, as you say, you know, when he's far away and trying to get his head around things. Annie, what do you think in terms of, you know, how people can show their support and how to respond if someone does come out to them?
The same principles apply as we've talked about, really, about being gentle with people and just sitting with them and listening. With all those sort of skills, those listening skills that we all try to use, you know, to help people feel comfortable in our presence. Nothing different, really. And to follow up with it, really. If someone, you know, if you have that conversation with someone, someone has sort of talked about very personal stuff and taken some risks in talking about their sexuality or their gender identity. Maybe it's good to keep in touch with them. They've trusted you, and not to just ditch that as a one-off.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Annie. And Richard, your story was very powerful about the person who was an ally for you. Is there anything else that you want to say? I mean, I think, as you said earlier, the listening was obviously key for you, and obviously that person showed you great support. Is there anything else you want to add?
Apart from listening, buy me a drink, frankly. After having gone through all of that and the emotion that comes with it, that was the thing that I needed straight away.
Yeah, indeed. Celebrate. Thanks all.
This is a Charles Russell Speechlease podcast.